Here, in the east of Ukraine, it's business as usual. The world, they say, might be waking up to the threat of war, but is it a reality that they have learned to live with for over 7 years? This is Kharkiv, Ukraine's second biggest city, and only 20 kilometers from the Russian border. Just last week, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an interview that the city could be an early target should Russia decide to invade. Russia, he said, would use the pretext that they were protecting Kharkiv's Russian-speaking population.
Поэтому в Харькове все будет спокойно, четко, и ничего здесь не будет. Мы предпринимаем все усилия, и Харьков останется украинским спокойным городом, и пусть россияне не разобьют руку.
But here there are no signs of panic. Cafes are packed, and international students socialize outside the university campus.
Россия, я думаю, что більшість людей тут зрозуміло, що війна триває вже не перший рік, що зберігаємо спокій, це головне.
Further east, in the towns and villages located near the front line, the thuds of distant artillery fire has served as a constant reminder of the fighting that racked the region in 2014 to 2015. People, they say, are not panicking, but they are prepared for any eventuality. Everyone seems to have a plan of where to go and what documents they need if there was an invasion.
Я не привязана к месту жительства, если что, могу работать удаленно, поэтому я думаю, что просто перееду либо в другой город, ближе там ко Львову, например, либо в Польшу.
Вам, а родные, например?
Заберу маму с собой.
Вам страшно в целом?
Я стараюсь об этом не думать.
In the cities around the east, the territorial armed forces are ramping up preparations for an invasion. The idea is that reservists will fight to protect their cities in the event of a Russian attack. A law passed just the other day permits those with a hunting license to use their rifles in an act of territorial defense.
Скажу, я не солдат, але от що вам треба, готовий допомогти, там, я не знаю, ну, набої вантажити чи в мене машина є, може хворих, господи, поранених перевозити. Ну, запропоную, що ну, на що здатен, то і запропоную.
Right now, no one knows if Russia will move in or how they will do it. But here in the east, at least for the moment, life continues as normal.